Salabadagu is a trader in Yambio, and he says traveling to and from Juba now takes less time after some illegal roadblocks along the Juba-Yambio road were removed.
We will have about 28 checkpoints, which was some challenge for us traders, because wherever you move, you got a checkpoint and you cannot cross without paying in that checkpoint. But since governor make an order, the checkpoint reduce a bit, not complete. We have current about 22 checkpoint out of 28.
Emmanuel Bangbe is the Secretary General for Western Equatoria State Chamber of Commerce. He says more needs to be done to ease travel for traders and commuters between Juba and Yambio.
What we're looking at is the number was very high. So the number has been reduced, and I'm sure with time they will continue to see how best which ones can be removed and which ones can remain. It shows that the authorities are working together with the traders to ensure that this issue is resolved. I believe with time more is going to be done, because we can see a start is already happening.
Benjamin Kamanda Gayos, Director General in the State Ministry of Local Government and Law Enforcement, says some of the checkpoints are for revenue collections and security purposes.
What I know is in Maridi County, Baraol and Mambe, those roadblocks are not there, removed. And then Mankakara, that is in Ibakant, but the rest remain intact. And even we used to discuss it in the Rule of Law Forum, because it is a concern affecting almost every people, even humanitarian vehicles. Seeing the way forward is the state authorities have to discuss it in the security committee meeting, such that at least they get a solution to this.
Earlier this year, Western Equatoria State Governor Alfred Futio Karaba directed the commissioners of Munri County to remove illegal checkpoints, disrupting movements of trade, civilians, and aid agencies in the state. Along South Sudanese roads and rivers, state agents, security forces, as well as armed groups occupy checkpoints where they levy illegal taxes and hamper movement. Checkpoints are major constraint to trade, economic development, and humanitarian access in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Matthias Samuel Timotheo, reporting from Yambio, Western Equatoria State.